From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
And hello, I'm Doug Ninsel, ADOT spokesman and your host for the ADOT podcast. And really, it's one of the largest projects ADOT has ever undertaken. We're talking about the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project. And I don't get to talk about that project all that often because that's the job of Marcy McMackin, who's joining us today. And Marcy is the outreach project manager with ADOT assigned to the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project. Marcy, it is a big project, isn't it?
It is, Doug. It is one of ADOT's largest urban freeway reconstruction project to date, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it started... What, back in 2021?
July 2021, you're correct, yes.
Okay, so at least my memory is intact on that. Go over the project. Give us an overview.
Sure. So for the listeners out there who are not familiar with the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project, it is a section of I-10 in both directions, and it runs roughly between the Lupto to Santan South Mountain Freeway all the way up to I-17 by Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Now, the whole purpose of the, well, some of the major components, actually, I can talk about those for the Broadway Curve Project, is to widen I-10 by adding additional travel lanes in both directions on Interstate 10, and also adding an additional HOV lane. Another major component of the project is constructing collector distributor roads, and those are roads that run parallel to Interstate 10 in both directions, roughly between Baseline Road and 40th Street, so right through that Broadway curve area. And we can talk a little bit more about the CD roads in a little bit. But other major components, Doug, that it includes constructing two new pedestrian bridges over I-10. One is located at Alameda Drive over by Tempe Diablo Stadium. The other one is located at the Western Canal, which is close to the Arizona Mills Mall. Crews are also widening the Guadalupe Road Bridge over Interstate 10. They are adding actually another 11 feet to that bridge to make more room for pedestrians, cyclists, and actually equestrians. Believe it or not, that bridge, Guadalupe Road Bridge, connects the Sun Circle Trail, which is used often by pedestrians and equestrians. Another major component of the project is reconstructing the I-10 and SR-143 interchange so that motorists traveling westbound on I-10 in the HOV lane will be able to transition onto northbound SR-143 while staying in their HOV lane, so they won't have to get over and weave through traffic in order to get off at I-10. Also, the US 60 and I-10 interchange is being reconstructed. So the Salt River Bridge as well is being widened over I-10. So that's the gist of all the major components for this project. It's a lot, Doug.
Well, Your Honor, I have no further questions. Marcy has gone over.
I rest my case.
You've done a great job because there is so much to this project. I was going to say, I remember back in the 2000s starting to talk about collector distributor roads and how all of this was going to work. So to get to this decade, to get this project underway has been just remarkable for me to watch, and especially how important it is in terms of the ability to move traffic through what is, we'll just say, one of the busiest freeway sections here in the valley. So go back again, because there are new lanes to the, I'll say, to the east of US 60 down to the 202 interchange, and they were really taken care of pretty early in the project.
You're referring to the collector distributor roads, right?
Well, the actual new lanes that were added to I-10 in between, say, Baseline Road on down to the 202 interchange in Chandler, we've got those lanes in place.
Oh, correct. You're talking about the additional travel lanes that crews constructed between roughly Baseline Road down to about Ray Road. Those were actually completed almost a year and a half ago, so it'll be 2 years come this fall. So, yeah. They completed that early on in the project.
And that was my way of saying this is being done in phases. And so where are we now? Phase three?
You are correct. Okay. We're in phase three. There are four phases of this project, Doug. And phase three began, I would say, in the fall of 2023. And it is expected to last until the fall or late 2024. Now, during phase three, you're going to see a lot of work being done on the and completed, actually, on the I-10 and SR-143 interchange, as well as completion of the collector-distributor roads. You're going to also see completion of the US 60 and I-10 interchange bridges. And hopefully, also, I forgot to mention that we are actually going to open those completed collector distributor roads during phase three. So the westbound CD roads are going to open to motorists this June, I believe, this summer. And then the eastbound CD roads are going to open in late summer of this year.
Which means we have to start really talking to folks about how all this works, because people are, you know, they'll hear a term like collector distributor roads, and then, you know, I know over time we've said things such as local traffic lanes. Can you talk to us about what people are going to be learning, say, in the next few months?
Sure. So collector distributor or CD roads, these are lanes that are being constructed alongside Interstate 10 in both directions through the Broadway Curve area. So that Broadway Curve area is actually between Baseline Road and 40th Street. So it's where I-10 is actually going in a north-south direction, and it curves into east-westbound direction.
Right.
So through that Broadway Curve area, it's a unique area because we have three major freeways that meet all within a very short distance of each other. You've got I-10, you've got US 60, and you've got SR-143. And because of that, there's a lot of lane changing and weaving with traffic in that area. And that can be dangerous when you have that much movement taking place.
Yeah.
So the main goal of these collector distributor roads or CD roads is to take away that weaving and lane changing that's taking place. So for motorists who, let's, for example, traveling westbound on I-10, if they're going to transition onto US 60 or SR-143 or Broadway Road or 40th Street, they're going to want to use the collector distributor roads to access those roads. And then the traffic that's just passing through the Broadway Curve area on mainline I-10, they'll be able to travel through that area without all that weaving and lane changing that's currently taking place.
That's give an example. Yeah. I'm on I-10 and I'm going westbound toward downtown Phoenix, and I'm down in the Ahwatukee area, but I'm going to be heading toward Baseline Road. I'm that driver, but I'm not going to downtown Phoenix. I'm going to State Route 143. Right. How is that going to work for me?
So you are going to want to get off onto the collector distributor roads. Now, the first westbound exit for the collector distributor roads is just south of Baseline Road.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, Doug, this is a good time to mention our educational campaign for CD roads. We've just launched that campaign. I believe ADOT launched it a couple of weeks ago. And part of that campaign includes an informational website page that's located on the project website, i10broadwaycurve.com/findyourlane. The educational campaign is called Find Your Lane, Navigating the I-10 Collector Distributor Roads. So on that website, folks can learn more about the CD roads. There's a map that details the exits and the entrance and exit points for the CD roads. But there's also a short video that folks can watch and learn more about the CD roads. And then, of course, it has a list of community outreach events where team members will be available to answer any questions for the public.
We are talking about the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project. We're talking to Marcy McMackin, who's the Outreach Project Manager with ADOT. She's assigned to the project. I'm Doug Ninsel, ADOT spokesman, and your host today. And let's keep talking about this project. And first of all, a reminder to folks, how do you find out information about the project?
Yes. Yeah, so there's a couple of ways, Doug. We have a project website. It's called i10broadwaycurve.com. But we also have, and this is one of the first for ADOT construction projects, a free project mobile app. It's called The Curve, and folks can download the app on Android and Apple phones. And once you download the app, you will have access to all restrictions and closure information related to the project, as well as other information regarding the project. There's photos, there's videos. It's a great resource to have on the website and on the app if you really want to learn about the Broadway Curve project. There's tons of information.
Yeah, I think there's just so much to talk about when it comes to this project. You know, and I run into that when I'm out and about, and folks will start asking me about the project, and it's 11 miles in length total. So there's just so much to talk about. The SR-143 I-10 interchange, I know you've already talked about that, but it's just so neat to think about how things have been with circular ramps and even traffic lights, things like that. Now it's going to be direct freeway to freeway ramps. What can you say about that?
Yeah, so if anyone's traveled through the I-10 and SR-143 interchange area lately, you'll notice that there's a lot going on out there. Crews are working hard to complete the HOV flyover ramps,
right,
and connections of I-10 SR-143. So when the reconstruction of that interchange is complete, one thing motorists will be able to do is if they're heading westbound on I-10 in the HOV lane, right now you have to get over all the way to the right in order to get onto northbound SR-143. But once this project is completed, motorists in the I-10 westbound lanes in the HOV lane will be able to stay in that lane, and they'll be able to merge onto SR-143 without having to get over and make all the changes, lane changes that motorists are doing now. Also, for traffic heading southbound in SR-143, they'll be able to transition either in a general purpose lane onto eastbound I-10 or the HOV lane to eastbound I-10. But motorists will still be able to merge onto I-10 from southbound SR-143. But when they make that movement, they'll actually enter the westbound CD roads and then just follow the CD roads through until it merges back with mainline I-10 at 40th Street, if that's where those motorists are wishing to go.
I told you I wasn't going to throw you off on anything, but I am going to mention Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, because I know you can talk about that. What you've just talked about, this interchange and its improvements between I-10 and SR-143, that's important, not just for this year, next year. This is decades to come.
Correct. So this interchange is also, its purpose is to make access to Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport much easier.
That's great. So, again, letting folks know, hey, we want you to stay up to date on things. And we've tossed in collector distributor roads. So I just, again, want to remind folks there will be ways to find out. You shouldn't be, say, worried about what are they doing out there. There are ways to find out how these lanes are going to function.
Yes, yeah, that's the whole gist of our educational campaign. We are we'll have ads out there directing folks to our educational campaign website page. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be out in the community at different locations, libraries, stores, events, communicating with the public on exactly what to expect when these CD roads open this summer to motorists.
I want to thank you for the update. I hope you've enjoyed being on the podcast.
I have. This was fun, Doug. Okay. Thank you for inviting me.
Sounds good. Marcy McMacken, the Outreach Project Manager with ADOT for the I-10 Broadway Curve Improvement Project. I'm Doug Ninsel. I want to thank you for listening.
Thanks for spending some time on the road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.